Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. My name is Pastor Will Morris, and it is a delight to see you all here today. Today is both Palm Sunday. It's also April Fool's Day. I'm hoping nobody is playing tricks on you. And I really wish that Burns Church were this crowded every Sunday. God is good all the time. Amen. Amen. Several things just as an explanation of what's going on today, and we'll make some more announcements later. You should find in your bulletin several things of interest. One of them is a schedule for our Holy Week services. All of you are invited to all of those services. Beginning today at 10:30, you're all here for our Palm Sunday worship. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, we'll be celebrating a Christian Seder. As you may well know, the Seder is the Passover meal that was begun in the Jewish tradition. Because our Lord Jesus Christ was and is Jewish, we have taken on that tradition as well. The Last Supper was when Jesus made the Seder into more of a kingdom-focused service. And so we'll be celebrating a Christian Seder this afternoon, and I will leave it to you to look through all the other events of this coming week. Several things you should have in your hand. One of them is the bulletin, which has that insert. The other is a two-sided single page that has the liturgy for a baptism. If you don't have one of those, we'll make sure we get one in your hand. And because today is the commemoration of the final week of Christ's life, but today specifically is the commemoration of the time when Jesus and his disciples made their way into Jerusalem for the last time. So, those of you who have a palm, we will ask you to wave it appropriately. For the Burns congregation, today is also Commitment Sunday. We'd ask that if you have prayerfully decided to tithe to God, to make a donation to our church for the entire year of 2012, we'd ask you to make that commitment on this card. You can either bring it up in our processional at the beginning or put it in the collection plate. But please do make a commitment to God through our church by filling out this form. At this time, you have two choices. One, you can remain in your pew and sing along in several go-rounds of All Glory, Laud, and Honor, which is number 280 in your hymnal. Or if you'd like to join us as part of the procession to physically commemorate what Jesus did, if you'd come right now to the narthex, to the small room behind the sanctuary, we'll meet there and we will process in. The kids and I will lead the procession. So if you don't have a palm, if you raise your hand now, we can set you up with that. Everybody's got them. Oh, some don't. Hey, Jim, would you do me a favor? Grab a big handful of palms. We want you, because I want every hand that's up there to be filled with a palm, so as we come in, we're seeing if we can get the palms down here. So raise your hand again, and we'll see if we can fill it with a palm. There's a guy over here. Ken Smith has palms. For the rest of you, once you have your palm, join me in the back, and I'm going to turn it over to Don Boyles to lead the music at the appropriate time. Does that work? Cool. I love it. It's like school. Everybody's, hello, how are you?
Do we have any more palms? Oh, that's fine. Debbie, go ahead and just grab a couple from there, yeah. What? Debbie? There's some right there that just, some tongues that just came in right here.
You know, the worship service will be more than handing out palms. This is a good problem to have. I'm expecting to see every one of you here next Sunday at 10 o'clock for worship service.
All righty. All right, everybody has a palm. Go ahead and rise and wave your palm and welcome Jesus and the Savior into our midst. Peggy? Page 280.
I wish you all could have seen yourselves from here. My wish for you is that you take those palms home and find some place, perhaps behind a mirror or a photograph, and remember the time that we all were together in God's house on Palm Sunday 2012. What we have is not unique at Burns Church, but it doesn't happen all the time. It happens four times a year. Burns Memorial United Methodist Church is one building that houses three congregations who make up one body of Christ. We are the congregation of Burns Church, the church that started several years ago, but we are also the Tonga Fellowship from the island nation of Tonga. And we're very pleased that now it is official. The pastor of the Tonga Fellowship, Pelaki Lakatui, has been announced by Bishop Elaine Stanovsky as a licensed local pastor. He is the real deal. Pastor Pelaki Lakatui, would you stand? Stand up. Congratulations, Pelaki. Pelaki and I will be celebrating Holy Communion later. Also, the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, Samuel Botchwe, I guess, is the voice, if I might, of the Ghana Fellowship. So welcome. Very good. So for those of us who grew up in the white majority culture, it's very exciting to be surrounded by the diversity of God's creation. It is how it should be. All people of faith should worship together. All people everywhere are God's children. And so it is a foretaste of the kingdom of God that we all come together. We have many visitors who are here to celebrate the baptism of Aaron Prempe Appiah. And there are folks here who are celebrating what they hope to be a win by UConn tonight in the women's NCAA tournament. So we have many visitors, and I welcome you all. Several announcements. We have one announcement from our youth group, which I'm going to let him make, and then we'll go from there. Go ahead.
Hi. On Saturday, April 7th, the Burns Youth Group is hosting an Easter fiesta for neighborhood children. And we hope to set up our activities in the main parking lot. There will be a lot of games like egg hunts and lots of fun. Everyone's welcome as helpers or guests. We'll be setting up tables at 12 p.m. And it runs from 1 to 2:30 p.m.
Do you guys need donations?
No.
Okay, we're good. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. In case you didn't hear, the Easter Fiesta, the Burns Youth Group is sponsoring a fiesta for neighborhood kids and all kids of our congregations. Set up will be at 12, the festival from 1 to 2:30. There are flyers describing this event on the table in the narthex, so grab one of those. And as I mentioned earlier, the schedule for Easter week, for Holy Week, if you have this on your calendar, give it away. Invite somebody to join you for these many wonderful celebrations and commemorations. It's a difficult week in the church. We can't paint a pretty picture. Jesus came to Jerusalem with the foreknowledge that he would die at the end of that week. So we need to walk together with Jesus to Calvary so that we can celebrate together the resurrection on Easter morning. A big thank you to all who came yesterday for the churchwide cleanup. There were many members of the Ghana congregation. We appreciate that. Many members from the Burns congregation, and the grounds look wonderful. We appreciate that. We challenged the kids across the street to mess it up. I'm sure they will, but we enjoy their presence. But mostly, thank you all who came to help with the churchwide cleanup day. One other announcement, the United Methodist Men. All men of faith are invited next Saturday. We meet at 8 o'clock in the morning, the Saturday before Easter, at the Apple Creek Restaurant. And at 8 o'clock, we start our breakfast and Bible study, and we'll be studying Acts chapter 15. Any other announcements for the good of our community? Yeah. Everybody's got a pet project. Let me tell you, the United Methodist Men is doing the Easter breakfast, Easter Sunday. It's a little bit confused culturally, but we have breakfast burritos on Easter Sunday. So we hope you will come between 8 and 9:30. The United Methodist Men sponsoring the Easter breakfast, and then we'll have our worship service Easter Sunday at 10 o'clock. Good? Okay. Very good. Let us now move into worship a little more seriously. As I mentioned, one other announcement. I apologize. From Aaron's parents, we will be celebrating baptism this morning, and Aaron's parents are inviting all to a reception from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock this afternoon at the East Cherry Grove building, number 14406. It's a clubhouse. If you are interested in celebrating that baptism with Aaron's parents, check with me or them, and we can give you more specific directions. But all are invited to an open house to celebrate that baptism. The exciting thing about today, the theology of today, as most of you know, in the United Methodist Church, we recognize two sacraments. Sacraments being promises that Jesus made to God's people, but also events that Jesus asked us to commemorate year after year throughout all time. One of them is probably familiar to you, and it is Holy Communion. We celebrate the Lord's table. That specifically this week will be on Maundy Thursday when we celebrate the Last Supper. But every time we partake of Holy Communion, we remember the Seder and the Last Supper, and we think about the coming kingdom of God when it is brought to its final completion. The second sacrament in the United Methodist Church is Holy Baptism. I hope it's not the frenzy that we had with the palms, but I'm hoping that each of you have that single page. Later on in our worship service, I'll ask you to turn to that page, and Aaron and his parents will come forward, and we will celebrate Holy Baptism. I'm pointing to the baptismal font here, which is the wooden structure you see in front of you. Water is on the Lord's table. We will bless that water and use it to baptize Aaron. So we will be seeing both of the sacraments of the United Methodist Church. At this time, let me call our attention to the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. I'm going to ask you if you're interested, if you reach forward in the pew, you should find a Holy Bible. And if in that Bible you turn to the New Testament, which is the second half of the Bible, and you turn to page 44, you will find the words of today's scripture. Hear these words, Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and we'll send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Oh,
Thank you, Burns Choir. As we move choirs, I forgot a tradition in our church, and I apologize. It's an important part of our service. As the choirs switch around, part of what we do every Sunday is rise up and greet each other in the name of Jesus Christ. And my challenge to you this morning is that you shake the hands or offer a hug to somebody you don't know right now. So let me ask you, everybody, to rise up and greet each other in the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Welcome back. That what you just experienced, might rightly be called holy chaos. I prefer to think of it as what probably it sounded like on Pentecost morning, when the Spirit was moving through and people were speaking in various languages from various cultures. So those of us from the Burns congregation didn't know we'd have a televised worship service, right? Well, let me turn it over to another of the three congregations, to the Tonga Fellowship and Nalu Kelemeni, who is the choir master, who will introduce himself, the choir, and the song.
Maloelele. It's good to be with you folks here on this beautiful Palm Sunday morning. It shows in the bulletin a action song by our Tongan youth group, but we don't have one ready, so we're going to replace that with another song. Our first musical offering, "For God So Loved the World That He Gave His Only Begotten Son, That Whoever Shall Believe in Him Will Have Everlasting Life." That is the theme and basis of our first musical offering, "He Na'e Pehe." Our second musical offering features the shiny, powerful, soulful voice of our associate pastor, Atonio Tolutau. The song is Kohokutauhi Asihova. It's good to be here with you folks, and hope you all have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. Thank you.
Before I do the prayer, when I listen to the scripture that Pastor Will read this morning, it's coming to my mind. It's talking about the King of the King. We came from the island and we have a king. 2 weeks ago, the King of Tonga passed away. And now we are waiting to announce the one who is going to replace the king for our island. And he is in our heart of every Tongan. Kia lotu. E o doa mafimafi o mau tamai whaewane a Fiona. O mau whiwhia, o mau whawhetai. Ko hi ko e pongpong whakoloa ko eni. Ko ke hanga omi. O mau kau whakataha ai. I e sāpate ko mau whakailonga i bea mau whakamanatu. Ai hoko mai ai a Fiona ge mamani ko eni. Ka ke hanga o whakaha i he aho koe ni. Ko e tu i koe o ngahi tu i. Ko e eiki koe o ngahi eiki. Ko mau whakaha i he pongpongi ni aki a e mau fie fia. Ka e mau mau hiwa, pa mau mau hosana, pa mau mau whakalangilangi. Ke whamahino ki mamani o kukei tu i bea e a Fiona. Ka ko hi ngai a e mau kau whakataha e pongpong koe ni. Ko hi ko e hoko mai e a Fiona, e aha koe ni mo e teo amanaki ke ke hu atu. Ko hi ko e misiona mahu inga na ke whanonga mai ai, ke mamani i kumau iai. Ko hi a ke ke hoko sia e kolosi, o pe kia ko hi ko ho ofa mai i, ke a tiki mau tolo. O mau fafida i ke a Fiona, ko hi ko e ngai rei, pa mo e ngai tāpua ko tō be, ko ke hanga o whakakoloa ake e mau ngai mo ui. Pea ko mau inasi katoa pea i. Pa mo e mau kaunga lotu, kaunga pirikimi, mo e kaunga whanonga. Ai ea ko mau tu ufakataha he pongi pongi koeni o hiwa hosanna pea mau haleluia. Ke kei whamahino ki mamani. O kui kai hato e tu i pea kui kai hato e eiki. Ka koe a Fiona to kata hape. Ka koe uhi ko o wha. Nā ke tukuai ho tuungāga ke hifo ke mamani ku mau iai. O pekia i he kolosi ko hui ko ofa mai ka tiki mau tolu. Pia ku lawe ia ke o mau rau maari e he pong pong ko eni. Ike o mau hanga atu ke whaita hape kena. Ko toa pe ki mau tolu ai whangatoko ua, whangatoa wha whene. Ku mau piki nima whakata o whamooni ko e kau mui mui ki mau tolu mai a Fiona. I he whanonga ku mau whai he mamani ko eni. Tuku kepe he, a e mau hosanna, ba mo e mau whamoni, a ke o mau reo, a e mau hiva, haleluia, mo e tuku koloria, ke kei whamoni he potko ta pete mau iai, i he lea, i he ngawe, i he mau ngahi tuku mo i. Ko e a Fiona, ko ia ho mau tu i, ia ko koe pe ho mau eiki. Toko ni ki mau tolo eiki, ke hoko e mau feo he pong pong ko eni. Neongo e mau kehe kehe ka o mau taha be e a Fiona. He koi a ia ho fina ngalo. Haere mai ho lau maari o nofo ia ki mau tolu. Tamo e ngawe te mau fai he pong pong ko eni. Ke mau hoko ko toa be e. Ko e kau mui mui mai a Fiona. He fononga ko mau fai. Tame i taimi ki i ta niti. Ko e mau lotu e po e mau whamu o tukat ke orita ho a Fiona. Ko mau kore ko toa e ngai maa rohini a Sisu Christko alo. Tāko mau whamu ui. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tongan Choir. That was Atonil Tolutau on the solo there, so thank you all very much. Let me ask you at this time if everybody would pull out the copy of the baptismal liturgy, and if Aaron's parents and the party would come forward. So everybody has their baptismal liturgy there with them. As is the custom in the United Methodist Church, when the baptism is over, Aaron's parents have graciously agreed to let me traipse him up and down the front aisle so you can take a look at him for the cameras and for your enjoyment. But this is a solemn day in the life of Aaron and his family, and so I seriously ask them these questions that you see before you, and I will have similar questions for you to consider that now you are making a commitment to Aaron and to his family and to each other as a community. And so on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, Aaron's parents, do you reject all that is evil, repent of your sin, and accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? Will you nurture Aaron in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and lead a Christian life? And now, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this child now before you in your care and surround him with a community of love and forgiveness? Amen. Eternal Father, your mighty acts of salvation have been made known through water, from the moving of your Spirit upon the waters of creation to the deliverance of your people through the flood and through the Red Sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb, baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. Jesus called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Aaron Prempe Appia, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If you want to lay your hands on his head. The Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Members of the household of God, I commend Aaron to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. And now let us welcome into the body of Christ Aaron Prempe Appia. So now I'm going to turn it over. The Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship has a new member now, and I'm going to invite Samuel Botchway to come forward and to introduce his choir.
Good morning, everybody. The Ghana Wesley Fellowship Choir is going to sing for you a song titled "He's Coming, Hallelujah," and this will be followed with a short song in Akan, Okahenu, meaning "He's with us."
He's coming.
We're going to say the Lord's Prayer in Akan language. We're going to sing it. adofo wo men embom pei yankopon nipe nyina hono bofo na hono hwefo yesaude ma wasora owo wiaje nyinara asumdwe pa na asetna pa indede ya rehen Jerusalem wadomi ngati dam dawa osi de mi so yankopon edaba hen hen akumam na amahen akuma obuto na odwe na dembre esuafo no eti hon ntumase sawo fo mu no damara na ne pei womba so ya ye krado de meyewo biara de meye ti biara yankopon ye de ba wona na ase wara ti ti edo na sheshure hen meyehu ye ni asumu ye meyan so wunsem abapa amadaachi se enye womba eti dawa wo wahimen ma yane so akan hen akahu bi yesreyi wa udabako Jesus Christ nijinim amen.
Thank you so much. We now turn to our celebration of Holy Communion. If the communion stewards, Belaki and Daniel and Samuel, would join me at the Lord's table, we will start the liturgy of Holy Communion on the top of page 9, if you'd like to follow along in your hymnal. We parted the Red Sea up here for the holy baptism, so be careful as you come forward. The water, we're going to try to dry it up, but there's some water on the floor there. If any of you are new to the United Methodist Church or to our celebration of Holy Communion, a word to the blessed. We practice open table communion, which means just as Jesus believed that all of us are capable of repenting of our sin, if you today acknowledge that you have sinned in your life, if you promise to try to do better under the direction of Jesus Christ and turn to God again, you are invited to the table of Jesus to join us in Holy Communion. That is all of us here. So I hope you will come forward. Also, if you are new to the Methodist Church, we use grape juice. It's not wine, it is grape juice, as a nod to those who have difficulty with alcohol. Jesus drank wine, we drank grape juice. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with all your people on earth and the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, after the supper, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of my blood given for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us, gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and this your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. And now, as the ushers dismiss you, we will come forward. We'll have two stations. We'll offer you a chunk of bread, and there'll be a small cup of grape juice. As you depart back to your aisle, the two baskets on either side are for the cups. The ushers will be standing at the ends of the aisles if you would like to make a donation or to place your commitment card there if you're a member of Vern's Church. Jesus has set the table for our banquet, so come now to enjoy this heavenly feast. If you would join me for the final prayer of the liturgy on the bottom third of page 11 in your hymnal, let us pray together. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For our closing hymn, I'd ask you to turn in your hymnals to number 278. There you should find Hosanna Loud, Hosanna. If you would find that hymn and rise as you are able, let us sing together. You guys are good palm wavers. My brothers and sisters, Jesus has entered Jerusalem to shouts of acclamation. People thought that he might be the Messiah, but he wasn't the Messiah they expected, the one they had wished for centuries. He was a different kind of Messiah, but he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Son of God, and the Son of Man. Christ is offering us the invitation to walk with him through Holy Week, to sup at his table this afternoon at the Seder, to commemorate the Last Supper Thursday evening, Good Friday, to walk to the slopes of Calvary and watch his crucifixion. And finally, after those three lonely days, to celebrate the glory of the resurrection of Easter. Come along for the journey. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you who are Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer of our lives and of our world, we thank you for all that you have given us, including the charge to be disciples, to be evangelists, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Let us do that this week. Go now in peace to love and serve our Lord and to show it in the way you act to other people. We ask for God's providence in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people say, Amen.